Welcome to Fire in the Mountain. We're here at the Old Faithful, the Old Miss.
Welcome to what? Have we already taken?
Did I say welcome to Fire in the Mountain? Welcome to Lunch with Jer at Fire in the Mountain.
Like, either works.
Like AT Fire in the Mountain.
I already feel bad that you guys are trying to get me out of the picture, but let alone taking the name away. Too.
Welcome to Lunch with Sam. I mean,
if we were going to carve you out, let's say, what would be like the easiest, most effective way to do that?
First, start a video channel without me.
Good.
Yep.
A whole channel?
That check. Like,
check. Ding. Wait, two channels, right?
Well,
we got. Five
I mean,
yeah,
multiple, Sam. Multiple. Sam has taken over 50% of YouTube's business with Denver Living and Sam Newman and OnlyFans and all that. Yeah,
Newman.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah. Telly. Okay. Just call him Telly.
Okay, so start winning awards with online content.
Yep.
What else?
That's it. Oh, have your sons do podcasts without me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Check. Uh-huh. Check. Also check. Yeah. And then lead off the show with not even talking about the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, why is my mic not plugged in? Is that part of it, too?
You know what? It's wireless.
Wireless.
Even though there's a giant wire coming out of it.
Jer, in fairness, you've been skating by with minimal work for
totally,
a long time.
Totally.
You've been riding on the name for years.
That's what talent does.
That's right. That's right. You walk in, you sit down, you're like, come to me.
Come to me, yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
It's been really
I did order tots, though, for us.
That's right.
I will
buy
tots.
The small thing of tots. There are over under 75 tots.
100
tots.
These
right tots here cover me for the last 10 years.
Good.
We're good. So, yeah.
Well, we haven't done a pod in a while. I feel like a lot of things have had to have happened, including the World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
What?
We talked.
All right. So this is, I sprung this on Derek right before, but we'll talk about the podcast. So.
Okay.
Off mic. Without Sam.
Okay. Yeah. Silo.
Helping coach my 9-year-old's baseball team. We've been doing this for like 10 years. Not him, because he's nine.
Didn't say what?
But the older kids and the younger kids. So every year they go, hey, we need you guys to pick your team names. And usually they have a list of Major League Baseball team names. You pick one, and obviously everybody wants to be the Rockies. And then you kind of get some leftovers, and like there's the Cardinals and the Dodgers and, you know. So this year they send out the list, and they go, hey, get ready to pick team names. Here's the choices. It's USA and 9 World Baseball Classic teams.
You're kidding me.
No. And so
I want to be Guatemala. What kid
right
is saying that?
And so like
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And so in the past, I told Derek, in the past we've done Major League Baseball teams, and then we've done like the same teams, but like we did the Rockies green uniforms one year. And so it's like it's a little bit different. And then we've done college baseball teams.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, we're the Tar Heels or we're the
Gators.
The Wildcats or the Gators or something different. And I go, this is like the first year they did this. And I thought of like immediately like 5 other ways they could have done this. First, no USA team. If you're going to do that, like, because it's going to be whoever gets USA and the other 9 team. I'm like, I told Derek, I was like, I really hope we get Japan because I want like 13 of the whitest 9-year-olds in Denver posing in Japan uniforms.
But would they go full, like full bandana?
Yeah.
You know, like
full
kamikaze jumpsuits.
Yeah. So that, or like fucking make up team names. Like, I don't know. Like,
even if you did something dumb, like your favorite household cleaning product.
Yeah.
Like that would be better.
Or colors. Your team blue or team red or whatever.
Doing nations and not having the U.S.
Yes.
Is a terrible idea.
Right.
And is also 10 times better than doing nations and having one team be the U.S.
Yes, exactly.
And you guys get to be land of the free, home of the brave, and you're Pakistan.
Yes, right. Yes.
But now, say, Jeremy, is it any country in the world, or does it have to be? They had to be in the World Baseball Classic because why not? Can you just pick some obscure country? Like, I want to be Luxembourg.
Sure.
Right.
Or
sure.
Cambodia.
Wait, Vatican City.
Cool. Yeah.
I would pick Vatican City.
Vatican City.
Yeah. Fiji.
Yeah. Fiji, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. If we could do this, I'd be, all right, we'd be like, you get to be U.S. Good
okay
for you.
Yeah.
We're fucking Antarctica. Let's go.
Right. So, what I was most stupefied by is not only did this idea get served up, which is a terrible idea, but then a room full of presumably grown-ups went, you know what, Sam, you're right. That's a great idea. Let's do that.
Do you think that actually happened, or it was like an email and most people didn't read it? Like, how does
That could be that also.
Like, one guy just like, this is what we're doing.
There's a guy that, there's someone that runs every division, and usually it's always the same uniforms for everybody.
Sure.
So I think it had to be a group decision. I told Derek, I'm assuming it was made a month ago, right in the middle when those guys who love baseball are watching the World Baseball Classic, while none of the 9-year-olds are watching the World Baseball Classic.
And what about, he's on the couch on Saturday, he calls the other way, hey, Phil, I got an idea. What do you think about this?
Yeah.
What do you say we do World Baseball Classic team names?
Because there's going to be like some 7-year-olds that can't wait to be Team Columbia.
In June.
Right.
And so when it happened, obviously the U.S. loses, but they play in the U.S.
Right.
In Miami.
Yep.
Venezuela is far outnumbers us in like fandom for the game. Then they win the game, and everyone's like, oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that that happened.
Yeah.
And you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
I told Derek I watched it. I was cheering for U.S. They lost. At no point was I heartbroken or thought about it again afterwards. Yeah.
That's exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's the level of attention we have for this sort of thing. Like, oh, all right, let's go. Whatever.
Us winning the gold medal in hockey was great for like 3 hours and then never thought about it.
But I feel like that was, you're right, that was, I feel like it had a little longer tail.
Definitely. It was
us in Canada.
Yes.
If it was us in Luxembourg, we would have been like, there.
Right.
I mean, why not go one farther? Like, how about U.S. and then other countries that we have political strife with on the current climate?
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
So it'd all be like all Middle Eastern teams and the U.S. And need no European teams.
And then Israel is just like the best funded team.
Yes, in the World Baseball Classic, there was a team Israel.
No way.
But we didn't get to choose from that team. Or we didn't get to choose Venezuela. It was like.
And you're not allowed to beat them.
Wait, not even the good. What other nations
are
included?
Let me read them for
Please
you real
do.
Quick.
This is amazing. This is the worst idea I've ever heard.
So if you have Team Israel, like, you're not allowed to beat them. Like,
they like, hey, you hate us.
You have to play.
What?
They haven't even started playing yet. You've already won the championship.
You have to play with them.
That's right.
And you actually have to give some of your money for their equipment.
They get to use your field, and now it's just their field.
All right.
He's pulling it up.
I'm going to pull it up. While I pull it up, while I effort this, you guys.
Yeah, what was the other thing? Derek, so you said you don't have an appetite today. You can't even eat 9 wings. But you.
9's a lot.
9's not that many. They're not big.
Unless I'm going for like a full recreational lunch and then my afternoon will be ruined.
Sure.
But 9 wings and some tots, that's pretty heavy.
But you ran 18 miles the other day.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but I ran 3 miles this morning, and I'm ravenous. I just had a breakfast burrito, then came here.
You're very slight.
Yeah, I know, but still. So.
All right, I got the list. Okay. Ready? You get to choose one. Give your top 3 preferences. So obviously everybody's going to, I don't know how they choose who's first. Mexico, USA, Panama, Czech.
Panama!
Okay. Czech.
Chad?
Czech.
Oh. Czech Republic?
Czech also, it just says Czech.
Okay.
So I don't know. Czechia is, I think, how they played in the tournament.
Okay. No.
Canada, Australia, Brazil, Great Britain, Colombia, and Japan.
That sucks so bad. This sucks so bad.
You
know,
so bad.
By the way, you know there's one dad who's a coach who's like, he was like at the No Kings rally. So he's like, not the U.S. No, let's get Mexico.
Yeah.
We want Mexico. That's our first choice.
Or if you pick 7th and the guy that picks 8th, the head coach actually is Colombian.
Yes.
Like, what's Colombia?
Totally what I thought was like one of these dads are going to be from somewhere and really wants that, and they will not get it. They will be their first choice, and they will not get it.
Yeah. The one that would make the most sense to be Venezuela would not get the Venezuelan team. That's bananas.
This is impressively stupid.
Yes.
I'm in awe.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the dumbest thing I ever saw. And I was like, I can't wait to tell the guys about it.
Talk about it at every game.
Yeah.
With the other parents, like, okay.
Even to the point where I was like, how much does it cost for me to buy 13 t-shirts and just be our own team? Like,
I don't know, the Bears? Just something random, right? Yeah.
The Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Chico's Bail Bonds. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Let's sell this thing.
Back to the wings. 9 wings, it's a fair amount.
I don't feel like it's that many. They're not big wings. So. They're Redbird. They're good. They're quality.
Have you not watched his wing video?
Yeah. I have.
They're not very much in it.
You guys could have been on the taco video today, but you said come here. Otherwise, it was going to be bar taco.
Where are we going?
Well, you're not going anywhere now.
Tacos.
You wanted to come
tacos
here for
this is on one of Sam's other endeavors.
Yeah,
other tacos channel. Y salsas is what I was going to recommend for you.
Tacos. Ooh, where's that?
There's one on Colfax and there's one on Federal. Shocking.
Yeah. Get out. Get out.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So you're in for that one.
I'll put it on the list right now.
Yep. What else I was going to tell you about?
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party, yes.
I just went to a bachelor party this weekend. I had the best time. But Jeremy said, when was the last time you went to a bachelor party before this weekend? And I couldn't remember. I mean, it had been years. Like years.
You and I went to one in Breckenridge 15 years ago.
What was that for?
I was there.
Cloney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were there too.
Meat plate. Yeah.
Was that 15 years ago?
That was a long time.
Yeah, Ben was there. Grant. Yep.
I got to imagine that I've gone to something since then, but I don't remember.
Well, mine since then, the local one we had, but that wasn't a getaway. That was like an afternoon.
I didn't get to that invited that one.
I was the
secondary channel.
We did a podcast from the bachelor party.
It was a pod.
I was the oldest person there by 12 to 15 years.
Sure.
Everybody else was in their mid-30s-ish, and I drank as many beers as hours I was at the party.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, 8-hour drive up to Jackson, Wyoming, and then go around Jackson, Wyoming to a little Idaho town called Driggs, Idaho.
Drive by yourself?
Drove by myself just because I had to leave, weird timing, and also... No one. Who's going to want to drive with me for 8.5 hours?
Right.
So it's
thanks
in
for not asking us.
Yeah. No, Driggs, Idaho. I show up. So Max did something genius. He picked like three categories of his life. He had his childhood friends, all the dudes from St. Louis he's known since he was 5. Then his kind of college years, like his roommates and his friends. And then I was his professor, then turned friend from his college years.
And boss.
And then now his current buddies are all up in the mountains. So he brought 15 to 17 dudes who did not know each other to Driggs, Idaho. Everyone had to travel extensively to get there. Put those dudes in the same house, same environment for 3 days. Everyone got along. It was the best time. So I wonder if you would have done that with women. If you put 17 strange women together, would they have gotten along?
On the surface, yes.
That's absolutely what I said.
Okay.
I said the fake of all of them would be like, I can't believe we're not friends already.
Yes.
We're going to now be friends. And then they leave.
They never will.
Yeah.
They talk shit about each other. But the majority of them, I think, would be cool even below the surface. But there's out of 15, there'd be 3.
Yes.
Who'd be working an agenda at the beginning.
Yes.
And
I'm really better friends with her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I already don't like that bitch. Yeah. We just got here.
I can't believe she's in the wedding and I'm not.
They had, that happened actually. Similar thing my wife did for her bachelor party. Bachelorette, I guess we call it. But it was like a bunch of different people from different walks of life. And a couple of them, like, really did some weird shit. Like one of them, Heather, fuck her. It's like she said, hey, I'll make you drinks. And then she, without telling her, made them extremely strong to like, oh, it's funny. Get the bachelorette fucked up. It's like, yeah, but now I'm like puking and I can't really enjoy myself.
Right.
And I didn't know that was happening. Huh. You know, I didn't choose to get this fucked up. So
terrible.
Yeah.
No, not my ex-wife, Heather. Also, fuck her. But, no.
That's fine. Yeah.
Jeremy, mouth off, Mike. It's all. Everything's on mic. Everything's on the record. Everything is on the record.
I was maybe I missed something.
No. Yeah. Different Heather. Yeah. Another shitty Heather.
I only thought that when you said, fuck her.
Yeah. But it was so interesting to see all these strangers. And I think the drinking part really adds to it. Because when you're 5-6 beers into it, you're slapping backs and you're hugging each other and you're awesome. We play drinking games, which I haven't played drinking games in forever. That kind of bonds people together. The hardest part of the entire trip was trying to remember 12 dudes' new names.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
And then you're drunk, so I don't have any idea what we were doing.
Not happening.
But it was fantastic.
No, but that's the reason for booze. That's like we were in Key West and I went on a rant at that smoothie bar, wherever the fuck that was. Some cocktail place where all the cocktails were mixed and frozen. And anyway, but it was like, you know, there's a big movement to not drink, which is for most people who are doing it, the right thing to do.
Right.
And then for some people, there's a lot of bad shit that happens from drinking. And then there's those good things too, which is probably not breaking any news. But eventually, if you drink enough, it goes somewhere bad.
Yeah.
But if you kind of keep it between the lines, it can make you bond more with people.
I think so. And Jerry made a good point. Like, we're all there for Max. Mm-hmm. Like, and if Max is friends with these people, they all kind of check out. That's like that's the ultimate vouch. Mm-hmm. But what did you call it? Like a rallying point.
Yeah, like if you go to a bar and there's 15 dudes you don't know, but we're all cheering for the same team.
Dude.
We're now all together in this. And so Max was the team that everybody was cheering for, and we want and you guys all go your separate ways afterwards and you're like, hey, that was a great time with those guys. I don't know if I'll ever see those guys again that I met at the bar, but man, we were patting each other on the back, and we were...
That's so interesting, because it reminds... On my birthday, I went to a Vikings bar in South Denver to watch the Vikings and their third-string quarterback lose I don't know, 31-3 to Seattle, the eventual Super Bowl champion. But the Vikings fans there, it was bonding as well. But a different, it was just like a,
And if a Seahawks fan had come into the bar, you all would have gravitated together to hate that one guy.
100%.
Yes. Yep.
So there were, in the second half, some neutral fans that made their way in the bar, and I watched them, and they were kind of looking around and sort of just like, not in a bad way, but like smirking, like, this is depressing in here.
But I think that that works because you're here with a pocket of people that are Vikings fans. If you were in Minnesota at any random bar, you guys were all Vikings fans, you might not like some of those people.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You're right. Here it means something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were the only people in Driggs, Idaho that even liked Max at all. We're all in that same room together.
And we hated everybody else.
Now, AI got involved, so maybe the guys liked each other a little
Allen Iverson
too
was
much.
One of the guys that was at the...
Wait, what?
AI.
AI.
What do you mean AI?
Okay, so let me explain.
Artificial intelligence.
How long did you guys talk before?
We were here maybe 5 minutes So, we, you know, you're having a good time, and we're taking pictures, whatever, everyone's getting together. Well, one of the guys in the group took the photograph, ran it through AI or chat or
There's
whatever he used,
that guy.
And said, make these dudes make out. So he... generated an image of two guys from the party, from a real picture, literally making out, and he circulated it to the group. And I didn't know he was doing this, so I looked at it, and I turned to Max, I go, did that really happen?
Because you weren't one of the guys in the picture, right?
Right, I was not in the picture.
It would have been even better if you were one of the guys in the picture, like, and you're like,
did
Max,
I make out
that?
With that guy? I mean, I could have, because he's really handsome. And just to wrap up, is that all these guys were young. In between two nights of, like, 2 a.m. heavy drinking, we went skiing with all these guys that live in the mountains, and I was by far the worst skier.
So old and terrible skier.
No, not terrible. I'm actually an okay skier, but they're all really good. Like, just an example, one guy went by me with that trick where you lay on your back on the ground, so your back is on the skis, and you're skiing, and he goes by me.
Wait, that's a trick? Because I do that without trying.
You just fall over.
Yeah.
So when we got to the thing, I was like, here's the thing. It's like, when you see other people, like, when I ski, my knees hurt.
Yep.
But when you did that, my knees hurt watching you do that, anticipating that if I already did that, I would never get up again.
Yep.
Right.
So to drink and ski and then drink again, it was the best time, but I am not built for that, man.
Takes
I'm
it out
fucking
of you.
Wiped out. 2 days later, I'm still tired.
So get some sleep tonight, and then I'll see you in the morning.
I know. We got a big trip. Are you not coming?
Silo.
Wait, you guys have a trip tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, I saw your phone beeped about getting some merch.
Yeah, some Venezuelan baseball, World Baseball Championship. We're being watched is what essentially.
So
now we didn't know.
Well, at least someone's listening to the show.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hopefully it's just them listening because the point I'm finding out via our off-mic conversations that the thing keeping me from getting invited to your guys' exclusive silo is one person who has listened to the podcast.
And she's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
And does not appreciate my public persona. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why.
Do you want to make a plea for an introduction or a real life exchange?
Yeah,
ideas?
I think I like the idea of a public persona because the dude has literally renamed himself for his books.
Totally.
Who is the real Sam?
How many different personas do you have?
May I make my case for why I should be, because you guys have these elaborate, extravagant weekends.
But I want to know, let's go through the personas first.
Okay, all right.
Author persona.
Yes.
Yep.
Real job persona.
Yes.
Podcaster.
Podcaster.
Yes.
Dispatcher.
Dispatcher.
Uh-huh.
Video guy.
Yeah.
That's four, and then real life.
Yeah. Well, the author guy's dead. He died in a fiery plane crash. And there were two of them.
So. But it wasn't a crash and burn. It was like a slow depreciating
death. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just died of old age?
Yeah.
He died of old age.
Like the real one.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so that happened.
Okay, so make your plug.
Ah, yes.
And we'll run it by the group, and Jeremy and I will discuss later.
Yeah.
Madame, I want to start with, I respect you because I respect women. I believe women.
It's going great.
I am a fan of women.
Last day of Women's Heritage Memory Month history
and that's
today.
That's why I wanted to do this month.
Okay.
I think that we have gotten
you
off on the
chicks,
wrong.
You dig chicks, right?
I would never use that language.
I thought you said that off mic. You dig the chicks.
You are torpedoing my appeal.
Early on.
That was a different persona. Sorry.
I think we got off on the wrong foot. I try to add a little zest and fun to this podcast, and I do it many times through braggadocio. I can understand how they may come off wrong, but I would like to approach this situation hat in hand. Olive branch.
Yep. Vaccine in hand.
Vaccine in hand.
Wearing a mask.
And say that we should sit down as adults and get to know the true you and me, and I think it could be a beneficial.
I think there are more commonalities than there are things that are opposite.
I agree, too. Yep. We have much more in common than the things that divide us.
Yes.
And I was right about everything.
Yeah. And then mic drop it and walk off. I mean, Jeremy and I will, and Lori and Cher will all vouch for you.
Yeah.
So that's something.
It sounds like you have, and that still hasn't moved the needle.
I mean, tells you how much weight we pull.
That's right.
Yeah. We are.
We know who's in charge.
Yeah, we are low people on the totem pole.
Can't say that. Hear that, Steph?
Yep.
You know that's.
Yeah. We'll powwow about Sam. Can't say that either.
We'll get together and smoke a peace pipe together.
Chief marketing officer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So.
How do we come back from that?
Did we ever tell Jeremy about when we went to Broken Bow for one of his personas for the TV show? The high school mascot for Broken Bow, Oklahoma is.
Do you want to guess?
Wait, I think I saw. Did I see this?
I don't know.
Not through us.
No.
What is it?
Savages.
The Savages.
Why did we? We may have talked about it.
May have talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we may
mic.
Have did we? Off mic.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Oh, when so we went to I. Dinner. Yeah. Okay, so the sushi place.
We went to dinner
that the dispatch
you.
Went. Remember the sushi place? I took the Nelsons to that sushi
That's
place.
Right, yes.
And in between the time we went and the time we went, they changed ownership.
Really?
So we walk in there, and the first thing they say to Jeremy is, P.S., we don't have a liquor license, so.
And he's like, fine.
Well, I was like, all right, like we already, this is our second choice because the first place we couldn't get to. And,
you tried to go to Chubby
and I'm here and we're waiting for everybody to get here. And I was like, I will check with the two people who I think it's a big deal with.
Check with the alcoholics that are coming afterwards.
And Derek is the first one I tell it to. He's like, yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Yeah.
And then the two ladies were like, are we really going to stick around here?
What?
Like,
first of all, we don't even really like sushi. The booze is the only way to make it through.
Yeah.
And we also brought all the kids, so we had a table of eight people.
Four boys.
Four
that
boys.
Were ready to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly affordable.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay,
and it was only $150 a family. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
For the
I was not full, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Compared to all
you
can
eat. Over to my right, and I kept trying to feed you. And you're like,
So here's one of my things. It's a pet peeve of mine, but it's also something I've always had. Is going somewhere and sharing food with people. And I don't want to feel like I'm eating too much. I don't want to get like be that guy who's eating more than he should be eating.
Sure.
That's why all you can eat. I'm like, that's fine. Well,
that sounds
I'll order
good.
It. Yeah, we'll just order it.
So you have a mental block. You're a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
In these things. Okay.
How do we get over that? But my like one of my biggest
thrive.
Thing is like. You work somewhere and everybody's like, oh, we're going to order food. And then I'm like, all right, I ordered mine. And then they start picking your food off your plate. Like if you like Chinese food where you're like, oh, we're all going to share things. I'm like, no, I ordered this for me.
Yeah. That
you're like Joey Tribbiani and friends. He's very protective of his food.
Yeah.
There was a place, I think it's a chain, but a place in Minnesota that my family oftentimes like to go for celebrations called Buca de Beppo.
Yeah, there was one downtown.
And this was before the big family style wave, but it was family style before like shared plates were a big thing, at least in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated it. When it was my birthday, my mom would be like, should we go to Buca? I'd be like, no.
Right.
I want my thing.
Yes.
And then everybody else can have their thing.
Yes.
I've softened a little.
So we're on the same page, kind of.
Yeah. So if the three of us are at dinner together and we're having our own meals, everyone has their own meal, and I'm like, hey, Jer, can I try a little bit of your steak?
I don't think that bothers me.
In your head, would you be like, no?
No, I think that's fine.
No, but what if you got it and then you started like, I'll grab this and you can grab
that? Yeah.
See, I actually like that now, but I understand the.
You like that now, what?
Oh, I like, just get a bunch of shit and we'll
eat it. So when we did that in Vegas.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it because that was the whole plan was we're just going to order a bunch of stuff and we're just going to share it. But I think my block is like we, not that my family ever did this, but like you order something and like I ordered this and this is what I want to eat. I'm not giving you half of it because I don't want half of your shit because I didn't order that.
Totally.
Yeah.
and that, if I may,
please.
That's why I think the company, obviously, matters so much. And the people you're with will change, whether this is an excellent experience or a shitty experience, at the same thing. Oftentimes, it's divided on gender lines. Sorry, Steph.
Yeah.
So my best version ever
was a
steakhouse.
You're not helping your case, bro.
She turned it off.
Yeah.
Steakhouse in Breckenridge with guys. Just a bunch of steaks and sides.
The Mint?
This big platter. No, this one was called, it was one block off Main Street. I forget it.
Okay.
Sweet steakhouse. The worst is when you have to go to Barcelona in Rhino. I don't know if you guys have been there.
No.
But you know the place where it's fancy and it's nice and it's white wine. And then, oh, I want the fig and then the lamb meatballs and then the olives and then the... Fuck you, I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole plate, and it's $600.
Yeah.
Right.
That's no fun. They all just start ordering for the table.
Yeah. Well, we used to have a friend, too, that loved going out to sushi and would invite us out to go to sushi, and she and her boyfriend would order obscene amounts of bottles of wine.
Expensive wine.
That's
and
the worst.
Yeah. And then you're, like, trying to share sushi with random people and stuff, and then you're like, oh, now I have to shell out $300, and I want to eat on the way home, too.
But you don't want to be a dick when the bill comes and go, well, I owe $100, you owe $300.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's just split it.
And I didn't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did. And if it's like, I didn't drink at all, much less this fancy wine that you wanted to get that no one cares about.
And you're looking up for someone at the table to have your back, like, oh, no, Jeremy, you don't need to, like, we'll get the tip because you didn't drink.
That's
that
what
they
should do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such poor form on that, people, to even order that wine and make it weird. And then if you do, to not say, like, okay, we'll get all this because we decided to do that. Yeah.
We're not friends with her anymore.
But, like, going back to, like, the shared plates, like, do you guys know two guys that would go to a steakhouse and share a steak and a martini together?
No, I don't. That is a weird
conundrum. Can't imagine.
I said to Jeremy, I said, the only reason it's weird is if you lady and tramp the steak.
Yeah.
Like, if we put it right between us on one fork.
I'd do it.
And then we eat to the middle.
Okay, so I understand going and having steak with your buddy. Why did you guys split a steak?
It was a tomahawk. It was 32 ounces. It was fucking awesome.
It was $300 steak.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. The dinner was about $300. Yeah. Well, the steak was probably $150.
Commanders.
Awesome.
Yeah,
guess what? You can order a $150 meal, and you can order a $150 meal and get your own steak and your own sides and your drink, but you guys shared one. But also the caption also said, sharing a steak and a martini.
Well, you obviously
like, I
didn't
felt like
have
you had two straws.
No. And also, I know you weren't there, but your third of it is $100. So I think I could just get some money from you.
Yeah, where's the Venmo?
That's good.
You need to read a little between the lines on the martini thing, but let me explain the steak to you, because in this situation, it actually is better. Some situations, it's better to all get your own. But in this case, we benefited from economies of scale by combining our powers together to get the better item. They had a signature bone-in tomahawk that was fit for two. If you've ever been to Peter Luger's in New York City, now they have one in Vegas, too. Their signature item, one of the best
steaks. Never been there. Have you been there?
No.
And you haven't been invited because this is your attitude. One of the best steaks in the world is called the Steak for Two. It's a porterhouse that comes, it's sliced up, and then you take it on your individual
plate. As like a couple, right? Like a...
No. Business partners, prostitutes, anybody.
In this scenario, I am willing to have a faux gay relationship with Sam to get access to this steak.
To get faux?
No, to get access to the steak.
It didn't even strike me that it was any amount gay, maybe because we were eating meat. But
yeah.
But we were having martinis. Because I've never gone to a steakhouse and shared a steak with anybody.
Because I believe that you're limiting your horizons a little.
Maybe. And maybe I would look at it and go, I'm not ordering a $200 tomahawk because I don't want to pay all that. But, like, you know, obviously there's two steaks in there. So you just split
like
it.
You said,
you get half a filet and half of a strip. And
if it's $1.50 for the steak, or if it's 75 here, 75 there, it's
right.
But to Sam's point, to get the better thing, you combine your resources.
How did
you
guys discuss
thing.
This? And what, how
did the conversation go? I don't remember.
About which steak to get?
Yeah.
We were sitting there, and he said, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get that. And then the waiter is like, we also have the tomahawk. And like, basically, the waiter proposed it to us, and we're like,
thought you guys were a couple.
I think we locked eyes from across the table. I'm just like, let's do that.
That's right. Gotcha. Plus, tomahawk,
come
savages, redskins, wampum, whatever, powwow. Like, it's all.
But you didn't share a martini. Had your own drinks?
No, he had a straw in between.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one big glass.
Yeah. That's right. Like a fishbowl martini. Yeah.
All right, that I just was a check.
That was a really fun night.
Great dinner.
Also, I owed him for my team getting, ironically, the Redskins getting trounced mm-hmm. by the Vikings. And it's probably the one time in life that I had no real problem spending that kind of money on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it was super fun.
Yeah.
It was a
lot. I wouldn't do it all the time.
No, sure. No. I mean, I was invited, but I wouldn't do it either.
I just
but I also think that
just now.
I appreciated you going and going, man, the Chop House is kind of underrated. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the Chop House. I've been going there for like 30 years.
It's so good. It is underrated. That's why I love things like that. We had a reason to go out.
Yep.
Thank you for picking it up because your team really lost bad.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even offer. I was just like, nah, it was such a
blowout.
You owe
me.
Right.
You for sure.
And you're
owe
getting
me.
The tip, too.
You're probably see a movie Better Off Dead?
What's that?
John Cusack movie Better Off Dead with John Cusack.
Are you asking me if I've ever seen this?
I just need an acknowledgement because I know he hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it 500 million. I know it word for word.
So that's the scene where like the dad hooks him up with his law partner's daughter for a date so he'll get over Beth.
Yeah.
And he shows up. She's got the headgear on and she's really ugly looking.
Right.
He's like, Joanne, I know you're really excited to go out with me tonight. She's like, look here. I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, you
like
me,
So she takes out a calculator and she goes, dinner would have been this, an ice cream of this, double desserts. And so the grand total is $30, of which half of which is $15.
Yeah.
And so if you just want to write me a check for that $15, we'll be okay.
Yeah. And she's like, you just paid me $15. She's like, do you take a check?
He's like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And she gives him a receipt.
Yeah.
So he pays the money so they don't have to go on the date?
Yes, because she doesn't want. She knows it's all a setup and she's like, just give me the $15.
So again, if you could give me $100. Then we're good.
Yeah.
We're square.
Then we don't have to share food.
You
we don't have
to.
Yeah. Okay. You guys get
Derek,
mashed potatoes?
Derek, you're looking high T. I got to be honest.
You guys want to talk about testosterone?
You're looking,
sure.
You're looking more jacked. It might be the Army green T-shirt.
It's the T-shirt, for
basic,
sure.
Basic, no logo. I'm seeing you. Don't think
this
I don't
this is the
see
Sam Newman collection.
Is it free?
Not me.
No. I purchased this.
What do you got? Let's see the tag. Where is it from? True Classic?
Don't know.
Basic?
True Classic?
Banana Republic Factory? Tell me. Come on, hold on. Is this gay?
This is.
No,
yeah, get a picture of this.
Oh, next level.
I got a next level t-shirt.
So I purchased a series of logo-less t-shirts for all
I've
of,
done that too.
All
from
of our,
next level. Yeah.
It feels like the next level thing.
Yeah.
Plus, they're a little bit nicer t-shirt.
Yeah.
There is such a thing. But mostly for our shoots, like I'm not wearing a logo first. And also, everything I own has some kind of logo on it, whether it's a race or a college team or whatever. So I purchased a series of these shirts. I really like it. All of my information about testosterone comes from one Jeb Rux. He's taught me everything I know and or hooked me up with a drug dealer to help facilitate my own journey to T.
Wait, is the drug dealer?
That's what they call.
The one who hates me?
No.
I thought it was the same person.
No.
Oh, this was going to be
We just called it a drug dealer. It's a legitimate doctor in Park City, Utah.
Okay, gotcha. But
is that who you're going through?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I joke. They joke about her being the drug dealer.
Because it's like, it's really like one of those low-T centers. It's not a real doctor, but they go, it's a drug dealer. Because you go and go, I want this. I'm like, great, we'll give it to you.
Sure.
There, no reason why not.
I mean, it is in
a
van.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah, great.
It's in a
what
van.
Do you want?
The license plate says Loat, which is actually low-T. No, it's like a men's clinic or whatever it is. And so you do all the blood tests. And you said you're on your second blood test, but you haven't started.
I haven't started. I did my second blood test this morning, actually.
Uh-huh.
Did my first one at the end of last year. So
you did two different blood tests, but you haven't done anything in between?
What's the holdup?
So you have to do two blood tests. I'm going to my actual doctor.
Oh.
And she's like, we need to do two blood tests.
You're like the immigrant who goes through the proper channels.
Yes. That's why I have That's why
I just swam the Rio Grande.
That's why I have health insurance to pay for this shit because I'm not paying for it. So she's like, we got to do two tests within like 6 months. And the first one, she's like, you're low. Let's get another one. And then she's like, I'm all for helping you do this if that's what you want to do. So
because
it will be covered by insurance because I'm going to a doctor, not a drug dealer.
They want to help you, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of ubiquitous now. Like it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I did like all the things you did. Blood test, and then what was really helpful is she says, here's your results. I'm going to spend an hour going through each one of these things. Like, your vitamin D is low. Here's what that means. Your DHEA is low.
Our vitamin D is low because we live in Colorado.
Yeah. You don't absorb it. I'm like, I'm outside.
Is that angle of the sun or something? Or what is
I think your body actually is pretty inefficient at absorbing
sun.
So my vitamin D is low, and I'm outside all the time.
That's crazy.
And it's low.
Yep.
So I take a pill. So
I've been doing that since COVID.
Like,
Dr. Rogan told me to.
COVID ate up all my vitamin D,
uh-huh.
So I have to start over.
Sure.
So anyway, at the end of it, I got three pills I have to take, like omega-3, which everybody takes. and then I'm doing the shot. You can do the shot?
Yep.
So I give myself a shot twice a week of 0.5 milliliters of horse testosterone or whatever it is.
Horse cock.
Wow. It's a little viscousy. It comes out of the needle pretty. So
tastes weird.
Just close my eyes and suck it out of a straw.
Put it in the syringe and I just squirt it in my mouth.
Sometimes it gets on your face.
But it comes with two syringes, which I had, or two needles, which I had to kind of mentally work through. You get like a thick needle, like a 15 gauge needle, and a 25 gauge needle, which is a little thin guy. So you're meant to pull the serum out with a thick one, swap needle heads, and then use the skinny one to put it into your body.
I don't like that at all.
I didn't. It took me a minute to figure out that because you can still pull it with the little gauge one.
When you used to do heroin, what kind of gauge was that?
Well, I would just close my eyes and some dude would just do it.
Pulling out? You can't just shoot the thing and you got to pull the serum out of you?
Out of the vial.
Right.
Because it gives you the full amount and every time.
So you get a vial.
It's like insulin.
It's like a five milliliter vial. Flip it upside down. You pull a half a milliliter out with the big needle. Swap the needle heads. And then find a meaty muscle. So really it's like the top of your thigh or your butt. And just stick it in. And that's it. It's really simple.
How often?
Twice a week.
Then do you do twice a week all the time or does it start off twice a week?
As far as I know, it's twice a week in perpetuity.
Okay.
And now... It's not a synthetic testosterone, so if at some point you're like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore, you quit, your body goes, okay, and it comes back.
Oh,
if
it does?
Use the synthetic, your body's kind of
okay,
screwed.
Didn't know that part.
What do you want to know?
Nothing. I was just thinking
What's
about what the title of this episode is going to be.
It should be called My Testicles, because one of the things they tell you about the testosterone is your testicles will naturally shrink as part of this therapy. And she's like, there is a medication you can take if you want your testicles to grow back to normal size for, you know, like aesthetic purposes.
Right.
And I literally go, hold on a second. Are you asking me if I care how my balls look? And I said balls, and she laughed, and I talked to Jeb about it. I said the exact same thing.
I can't, because I've heard this before. The people are like, well, aesthetically, this is one of the drawbacks. I'm like, what? Do people care?
I care. That's my best feature. You guys want to see them?
You lead with the balls.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's why I shave my balls, to make them look great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you said you haven't had noticed a big difference.
It's only
so
been
far.
3 weeks. I have not noticed any difference. In fact, I feel almost more tired.
How long is it supposed to take?
Well, you take a three-month dose, and then you reevaluate with another blood test, so they can go, oh, you were at 300, and now you're at 500 or whatever.
Or you're not high enough or whatever.
Yeah, so I was right around 300, which is the benchmark, so... she wants me to be at like 750 or 800.
Sure, yeah.
I'm like, that seems like a lot.
300 is the one that if you're below that, then you're definitely low.
Yeah, below that, for sure.
Below that.
Okay.
Interesting. But the thing is, like, here's what I told her is I feel pretty good. I'm active and all that, but I don't feel great, and I'd like to feel great. And she's like, you're 52.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have some expectations. You're only going to feel so good at 52. And so if I try it and it doesn't do anything for me, all right, it's worth a go.
You are 52.
Yep.
You exercise a ton.
A lot.
But you also, how's your diet? Solid?
It's not very good.
It's okay.
Good. We just housed a bunch of chicken wings.
But it's better than most people's.
You drink a fair amount.
Yes.
Right? Not a lot, but same as me. Like, I'll have some cocktails.
Yes. Yeah.
And you got hit by a car twice.
Yep.
True.
I'm looking at it and being like, I think you're doing fucking awesome.
I think I'm doing good. What would it be like to be great? Like, if I put in some effort to be great, can it happen? Yeah. And if not, just be happy with good. So I did go, one last story about this. I did go to like the big box hospital, like my PCP or whatever. I went and visited that guy and he gave me a physical. And I told him the same thing. I was like, I feel pretty good. I just want to feel great. And he's like, dude, I got people with actual problems. He didn't say it.
Yeah.
We have people with actual problems.
Yep.
You're sort of wasting my time with... what you are at 52 compared to how some other people are. So, and he kind of like shooed me out of his office.
So fucked up.
Like,
and
well,
also, it's understandable based on what he has to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And also, like, we're trying to emphasize preventative care. Like, you should be asking those questions and be like, how do I get better? He's like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you're fine.
This person's dying.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was just he and I alone in his office, but he made me feel like I was bothering him. And also, I was like, well, what about, like, I have some stomach things. He's like, well, here's a website where you can look up some things. So he gave me homework and then shooed me out of his office.
He gave you a website. That's insane.
He did. Anyway.
I've noticed two things. Number one, you're not late anymore. There were years where you were late to everything all the time.
It's
I thought about this on the way over. No, for like the last 2 years, you haven't been late.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I have less to do?
No, you still do a lot. Number two.
As a compliment, though.
You are always, at least outwardly, positive. Always.
Yeah.
Like nobody else I know.
Yeah. And I wake up that way every day.
Why?
Well, I don't think it's conscious. Like, I don't think you make yourself that way. You can't to be happy or positive.
I think you can you can make some decisions, but not like all the time.
Your natural rhythm is what follows you around every day. And so if someone goes, you're usually in a good mood, but sometimes you're not, that's for real. People that say, I've read a book by Tony Robbins and I'm going to be fucking positive today. Eventually that like it seeps through what you actually are, and you could be better, but what you are on a regular basis, that's what you are. And I think I am that way. I wake up in a good mood every day.
Yeah.
But also I'm a great sleeper. I think that really helps. And you just... I mean, everyone has fucked up days, but I think for the most part, I have great friends. I've got good relationships. I've got good kids. I've got a good, like, everything's pretty good.
And that's true for many people, and they still can't be positive.
Why?
About it.
Why not?
Good question. What about the times in your lives where things were going poorly for you, like worse?
Right.
You know, did you still wake up positive every day?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so because for me, it's a lot of like, well, this is what it is. This is happening. How are you going to get through it? Least scathed as you can, because it's inevitable. Like, don't be pissed about what's currently happening to you, because it's fucking happening. And I will honestly attribute that to endurance sports. When you do endurance sports, you are in the middle of pain and suffering all the time that you chose to be there, and at the end of it, you survived and you feel better and you're done.
Right.
And so nothing in life is ever going to be harder than that. Probably.
Yeah.
Like all my stuff I went through with my kids was the worst part of my entire life, probably. And that was awful. And so it wasn't very happy then. But then you go, all right, well, this is happening. We're going to make the best out of it.
Yeah, you still didn't become like a miserable, unhappy person.
I know.
Some people, that's just their basic setting.
You and I think, have talked about this before, and you said, what's the key to it? And I would say sunshine and exercise. Mm-hmm. If you can get enough of those two things in your life, you stand the best chance of being positive.
Yeah.
Some people just, if they don't feel good, they're sad or they're miserable.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
true.
You're the same way.
Good, yeah.
You
know what I attribute it to? White male privilege.
Mm.
It's really none of the things you said.
Yeah.
It's just, you were born with a silver spoon, and you've never had any sort of adversity whatsoever.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Jeremy. Perfect time for you to enter the conversation, actually.
But even, like, the eyeball thing, or getting hit by a car, you go, well, I mean, that's, the eyeball thing is the worst, but that's just where it is. So you just
fucking older.
Figure it out.
Oh, we're talking about having a positive attitude.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
got a very positive attitude no matter what happens. And he's not late anymore.
He's not what?
Late.
Remember how he used to be late to everything all the time?
No.
Oh, really? It was a thing. Right.
I was actually 30 minutes early today. I sat in over the corner and worked for a little while.
I was over at the Compass office in the Highlands, and that's why I was late, is because I was working on something, and in my head I was just like, I'm in the Highlands. Lunch
right
is
there.
In the Highlands.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I was like, 10.
That is what would always get me in the past.
Sure.
Everything was 15 minutes away, even when it was 30.
Or
I have 15 minutes. I could probably do one more thing before I have to leave.
Sure.
What changed for you?
That's what I asked. He was not even aware that there had been a change.
I wouldn't have said that I'm prompt. You're prompt?
But I also live, everything's 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
If that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where you are, you're 30 minutes away wherever you need to be. And so... I know people we got to work on that with, but like, I'm trying to teach my boys, yes, we're 30 minutes away and the time's 30 minutes away and we're 20 minutes away. It's okay to be 10 minutes early. I promise you, it's going to be all right. Yeah.
What did they say? Early is on time and on time is late.
Yeah.
I hate that so much. Yeah. I hate that so much. Yeah. No, it's
or
not.
Live life. Love.
Who was the Tom Coughlin that used to go like, meetings are it. 2 o'clock. So if I say the meeting's at 2 o'clock, that means starts at 1:55. And then I was like, well, that's not what meeting starts at 2 o'clock.
That's not how numbers
work.
Works.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would also say that Jeremy is also happy, positive dude. All the, like,
yeah, I think.
At least when we're together.
So part of the reason why I'm deciding to do this too is I want to feel great. I am 50 years old. As I've talked to Jeb about it, like, yes, if it's 20 years of medication to feel great for 20 years, I'm going to feel terrible at 70 regardless.
Sure.
Irregardless.
Yeah.
So, I got young boys. You know, the other thing he said that really...
He means sons. He has sons. You can't just say, I have young boys.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
the Jeremy
just start
Corral.
A war. People
yeah, 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 yeah.
That.
Yeah. That's right. I've got a list, clients. part of what he said too that he helped him with was just recovering.
Yeah.
Like my joints hurt. Like I don't want my joints to hurt anymore.
Yeah.
Like I want to have energy to just do stupid stuff like get on the treadmill and just and like I'm not trying to get like ripped or anything. I just want to feel better.
Everybody has to have a friend like Jeb because Jeb is like my ChatGPT.
Yes.
And then he has chat on his end. So he does all of this research. And then I go, hey, Jeb, what's the deal with this thing? And he gives me like two sentences. And I go, should I do it? He goes, yes.
Here's a great story. So we're in Vegas and he and I have had this conversation like twice now. And he's like, here are the three things you should start right now. And he gives me like three things I should start taking. One is like this DHEA. He's like, you should start taking this. So I do a little bit of research and I go, all right, I'm going to start taking that. And I text him and I go, hey, just started 10 milligrams of DHEA, just started today. And he goes, that's shown to show a lot of benefits for women. So my first reply is like, no, Lori's not trying this. Like, I start typing this out and I go, wait a second. Are you giving me shit about only taking 10? He goes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's
funny.
Yeah.
Nice.
But he likes you research, and
he is a
AI.
Numbers guy. He is like
huge time saver.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that would use the data and actually implement data back into his own life.
Yes, he checks. He's a numbers guy. He's like always on his numbers and always. And I have one more buddy who locally who's been doing it for years, and he's had nothing but positive. Like he runs 100-mile marathons now. Like part of it is he's a former addict, and now. Working out and running is his new addiction.
Current addict, but just something much more healthy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But never grew up doing that and now is doing 100 milers in Leadville and stuff like this.
Is he covered in tattoos?
No, not
really?
At all.
Usually those guys are very.
He has one tattoo. He got it all senior over his year of high school of a rainbow trout because he's a fisherman.
Okay.
So the other thing you'll love about this guy
rainbow trout, not just a trout.
Is
could be a brown trout.
We were in. Middle school and high school, and he would take fishing magazines. He loves fishing.
Uh-huh.
And he would take, like, this guy holding this huge, like, sturgeon, like, 250-pound guy, like, mustn't. And he would cut his own head out pictures of his school pictures and put them on, like, this 50-year-old guy holding the sturgeon. And he decorated his locker of pictures of him holding these record-breaking fish at, like, 13 years old.
That
he's
is
the funniest dude I ever.
That is as unhinged as making Little League teams be the United Nations.
Yes.
Kids don't have lockers anymore. At least my kids don't. I feel like it's a shame. Decorating and having a locker was one of my favorite things of my high school. And
it was
young
your
youth.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could decorate it however you want. You always had a little mirror.
I shared a locker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I shared a locker with a guy I didn't know. We just got assigned it because we didn't know each other. His name was Francisco. Don't think he spoke any English, and we shared a locker for sixth grade.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did I have to share lockers? I'm trying to remember.
No, I never had to share a locker.
Yeah.
I just remember in the Breakfast Club.
In high school, I had my own, but in middle school, I had to share with
In the Breakfast Club, when Judd Nelson opens up his locker and a guillotine comes down, that was my favorite. I always wanted to figure out a way to implement a guillotine into
my locker. Do they have lockers at the high school?
No.
No
lockers. They carry all their shit around with them. Now, everything's on iPads and Chromebooks and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. There's no locker. So if you had books, you're carrying a backpack.
What about
backpack?
Like winter gear? Your jacket.
My oldest does not wear a jacket.
Like
hooded sweatshirts every day, all day long.
Really?
100 degrees, 40 degrees.
Yep.
I've carried his backpack, 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Like he's got a Chromebook in there. He's got his school books. He's got all of his. He just carries his locker with him wherever he goes.
And they wear it really low on their back, too.
Yeah.
So instead of having a tight backpack, it's like on their lower back.
So
and they're leaving
he
back.
Also now, they don't have a locker for sports. He's got to carry his basketball backpack.
Oh, wow.
So he's got his basketball backpack on the front like he's carrying a baby.
Yeah.
And then he's got the backpack on the back. And so.
What are they doing with the youth of America?
I don't know.
I feel like they're not supporting them.
Where is a kid supposed to store his drugs? I mean, it used to be in your locker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your buddy's locker.
Drugs, porn.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a bag.
Speaking of that, we watched Sunny Philadelphia last night, and Frank had his porn stash from when he was a little kid wrapped in plastic bags underneath a tree stump out in the woods.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, I did
that. But Frank did it.
I did that.
Yeah.
I had like a Playboy or something in a bag out in the woods, like under some leaves or something.
Oh, yeah. Ours was in a treehouse.
Yeah, when you're like nine.
I now put my phone
in a bag out in the weeds because that's where I'm watching.
Is it a burner phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent job. Fire on the Mount. Lunch with Jer is the name of the show.
We're still together.
If you've made it this far with us,
congratulations.
All right. And I'm sorry.
Love you guys. Bye.